This podcast is part of the MyPodcast.com network. Go online right now and get your very own 100% free podcast, MyPodcast.com.
What are some of the more common types of synesthesia out there in the world? I'm Sean Day, professor of English and Anthropology at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm also a synesthete and a world-renowned researcher of synesthesia. Different people have different counts, but most current synesthesia researchers estimate that there are over 60 different types of synesthesia. One of the most common types is known as a number form or number line. This is where an ordered sequence of items, like numbers or letters or days of the week or months in a year, take on a specific spatial coordinate. So, for example, cardinal numbers could start with 1 at arm's length to your left, with 10 directly in front of you, and then there's a bend such that numbers 11 through 19 go progressively away from you at a 45-degree angle to your right. And then the 20s take a twist 90 degrees to the left, but also incline 60 degrees. The number line could even go behind you, or through you. Or this could be letters of the alphabet instead, or even shoe size, or types of metal nails. The sequence gets laid out spatially, and the synesthete is unable to change the coordinates where any item lies. However, number forms vary from one synesthete to the next. You're not likely to find two such synesthetes who place the same items in the same places. Another common type is colored letters and numbers. Letters and numbers are called graphemes, so this type is also known as grapheme-to-color synesthesia. As you could guess, with this type, letters, numbers, or both take on synesthetic colors. So, for example, the letter A might always be considered red, and the number 7 always perceived as purple. Again, it's going to be different from one synesthete to the next. When researchers talk about synesthesia, they refer to the inducer, the sensation that causes synesthesia, and the concurrent, the synesthetic perception which results along with the regular perception. Colors are by far the most common type of synesthetic perception or concurrent. So you could take any of your other non-visual sensory modes, smell, taste, hearing, touch, pain, proprioception, what have you, and yes, that mode to color type of synesthesia exists. There are even such things as different emotions, yours or others, producing synesthetic colors. There are also those who have colored days of the week or months. But other types of concurrence can appear too. One unusual type of synesthesia involves different words, heard, read, or spoken, producing synesthetic flavors. Now, this isn't just something like the word apple evoking the flavor of apples in your mouth, although that could happen, but also something like the word also or the word word, producing the flavor of, say, apples or bacon or apple pie with bacon. With this type, the synesthete actually does perceive the flavor. We can show this with brain scans. And each flavor is always the same for each word. You can test that too. If you have questions about synesthesia, please send them to me, Sean Day, by email to sean.day@tridenttech.edu. I'm Sean Day, synesthete, professor, and researcher at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina.